am fired up, champion. Hello, my name is Sam Crowley from the world-famous, fastest-growing motivational website on planet Earth right now. EverydayisSaturday.com, and I want to take this opportunity to welcome you because you have a dream. I am so fired up. I'm always fired up. This is probably not in a very good way if you are a jerk of a boss because, man, I'll tell you what, we just realized 9,500 layoffs, jobs lost yesterday in DHL, company here in southwestern Ohio. Also, I saw on the news yesterday what a complete, utter bunch of morons at AIG, the company who is the poster child for our economic bailout here in the United States of America. The company that's been begging and pleading and crying that we need more money, we can't stay afloat, after they went on a boondoggle a few months ago, got caught, spas, massages, golf, $1,000 dinners, say, okay, dragged in front of Congress, okay, we won't do it anymore. Three of the CEOs up there with these golden parachutes talking about how much they need the money, and they really didn't mean to do anything stupid, and if you give us another shot, we promise we'll do it. I mean, it's like my kids, man. You know? It's like I take one of my kids aside, and I say, don't you ever do this again. Our three-year-old does it like a millisecond later. Our four-year-old waits about a day, and our seven-year-old sometimes doesn't ever do it, which is awesome. She learns. She's seven. These guys are 57, 67. They're morons. And you know the biggest disappointment is they're in charge of so many thousands of people's lives and our economy. Look, AIG isn't the only company that's run by a bunch of morons that are taking our money. They see how fired up I get. And the reason I'm fired, it's not about the money, man. It's never about the money. It's about accountability. The money just happens to be what we trust these idiots with. And you know the biggest, saddest fact about it as well? Is the fact they're in charge of people that we love, you love, I know, you know. I mean, I know people that lost a job yesterday. You know someone who knows someone that's been laid off, that their house went into foreclosure. Yeah, maybe it is their fault. You know, maybe somebody did get a mortgage they know they shouldn't have gotten. Okay, guilty as charged, and you got to pay the price. Look, we all have to be accountable. I'm talking about this past weekend. These idiots at AIG are back on another excursion in Arizona. Hidden camera finds these idiots golfing, big expensive dinners, spas, massages, and we're bailing them out again. They just asked for more money. You see how crazy this is? And you, not you, maybe not you because you have a dream. I say you as the general population. Nobody argues with the fact that you should go get a job. Oh, hey, you know, go spend $200,000 on an education. What if I laid this plan? Hey, can I have a meeting with your son or daughter? This is Sam Crowley. I'm your counselor for the next 40 years. I'd like to have a meeting with your son. And I want to lay out the game plan. And because, see, everybody's doing it, okay? Everybody's doing it. So I really want you to understand. I'm not doing anything too crazy here. But I think you should send him to a college at $40,000 a year. I know, it's going to be $160,000 if he gets out in 4 years, probably five. So let's call it, I'll give you 20 grand off. Let's say $180,000, okay? Now, little Joey's going to go to college. We're going to spend $180,000 on his education. And then he's going to go out. That's going to qualify him to work for Joe Moron at one of these companies that borrow money to run it into the ground. Now, see, Joe Moron is running the organization. He's a great guy. You know how he got to the top of that organization? No, not because he was the most qualified. He knew Joe Moron Sr. And all the way up that pyramid they went, holding hands together, never, hey, making side deals. You do this for me, I'll do this for you. Get my son promoted. I got a buddy starting. Hey, we got to get this guy, this girl in. It's all about who we knew. Now, listen, I want your little Joey to get on with this company. And every time he gets, let's say, $1,000, okay, we're going to put $150 of it in the company's 401k, / pension fund, / retirement, golden handcuff, whatever you want to call it. All right? So 15% of everything he makes, we're going to put in this company's stock fund. We're going to buy more. Not only does the company own him literally right now, they're going to own him more because now he has the stock in the company. So his entire future is tied to the performance of this company. Okay? So for 40 years, I want your little Joey, when he's 160 grand in debt, for the next 40 years, I want him to stay loyal. So you have to be loyal, right? Loyalty's a trait, right? Lemming. You know what a lemming is? A lemming. Look it up on Wikipedia or something. I got 20 college credits to my name. None of them would transfer to even a community college. Even I know what a lemming is. It's those little animals that follow each other off a ledge, never even ask a question. Head lemming goes off the ledge, you go with him, buddy. Just keep on moving. So because all the lemmings are getting a job, right? Get a job. Working for Joe the Moron at, let's just make up the name of a company. AIG, okay? He's going to go work there for the next 40 years, sell his soul, and then they're going to go under or close to it. Maybe they'll be, well, why don't we call that company Lehman Brothers? Or why don't we call it Enron? I love it when a lot of my network marketing coaching clients say, you know, every time I approach somebody about network marketing, excuse me, I had to clear my voice, man, I'm so fired up. I wasn't even planning on doing this podcast today, but I just, it just boils my blood. But anyway, network marketing clients come to me and say, Sam, you know, whenever I bring up multi-level marketing or network marketing, people always say, oh, is that a pyramid? Is that Amway? I go, you know what you say next time somebody says, oh, is that Amway? I say, no, it's not Enron. No, I said, is it Amway? Yeah, no. Oh, I thought you said, is it Enron? You know, the company that was featured on the cover of Forbes in 1998 as the best company in the world. And we all know what happened there, right? We've all had our share of Ken Lays, the former CEO of Enron, who's been our boss, our supervisor, our CEO. And you can see right through these people. That's why I'm so passionate, so incredibly passionate, that if you have a dream, let it out, man. Don't be a slave to these companies, to these people, these idiots at AIG going on these $100,000 excursions and expect us in the U.S. Now, I know we have 150 countries that listen to this podcast religiously, okay? Most of you know what's going on in our economy. If you don't, basically, we almost went under a couple months ago. We got bailed out to the tune of $750 billion with a B dollars, and who knows? We got three automakers that are in trouble now, and it's just nasty. But the point is, this can all be, I will help you. Can I help you? I'm not president, all right? And I did a podcast last week on whoever your president is, accept the individual, because it ain't going to make a hill of beans difference in your life when you take control. Doesn't matter who the president is. Doesn't dictate how successful you are, okay? Quit making excuses and blaming it on politics, okay? I'm going to take charge of your life for you. Can I ask you, all right? Now, here's a blatant plug, all right? Newsflash, Sam is about to promote a product right now. You ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I have a new product coming out called 6 Days to Saturday. It'll be launched as a beta next month, and in January, it will go live. You need to buy it. You know why you need to buy it? Because it shows exactly how to go from A to Z, go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds with your life, how to take control. Now, you know why Sam's such an expert? Because I just did it. I just did it the past 36 months. We've all had people in our lives that have tried to take control of our life, but you don't let them. You don't let her, all right? How would you like it if that's your son or your daughter and I just laid out that game plan, spend 160 grand to get a job to work for an idiot that's going to drive the company into the ground? How does that? Would you let your son and daughter do that? Hell no, you wouldn't. So why would you let them do that to yourself? Come on, man. Come on, champion. Stay with me. Stay with me here. You ready? When this product comes out, it's going to be 6 audios with a workbook, and it's just the start. We are going city to city, state by state, throughout 2009. I will be on every teleseminar I can possibly get on to help people take back their life. It's over, man. We've been played the fool too many times. I'm challenging you right now. Take your life back. Make a plan. And if you don't have one, perfect. You're the perfect individual for 6 days to Saturday when we launch it next month. It will be one of the greatest personal development products ever released. You know it. I stand by it. If you like this podcast, you will love that product. But I want to encourage you, man, as passionate as you hear I am today about what's going on just in the U.S., how many countries are there? Like a gazillion out there? Is there a gazillion countries? I know there's 7 continents. That much I know. I don't know how many countries there are, but each country has their challenges. It doesn't matter. Don't let that be an excuse for why you can't live life on your terms. Get passionate, man. Get angry about where you are and then do something about it. Don't complain at the water cooler like everybody else does. Take control. If you want to know how to take control, you are in luck. Because when 6 days of Saturday comes out, you will be immersed in the greatest personal development product ever. Ever. Listen, I'm fired up. I'm focused. I cannot wait to see you at a live event. I believe in you. I believe in your dream. And I believe you are a champion. God bless you guys.